다 따외산에 즉 중대산에 미투 무시무시무시도 용도와 레디네 에티 심지어 감도 매번 미투말이야 민저말이야 다디 고야르자 빼나 민가셔리야 소수지다 매베 캐발레 지든거바보 요아레세 아니 소수베 디두 탐제베 지든거바보리야 지든거바보 다 차도 여도르지 디지털에 아니 그 상담이나 양코 셈리야 시작을 판단해 되겠지 땡땡이 없어요 빼는 거 아주 배배 나리야 배배도 다 다른 신경을 다 하도 산지 역시 냠린 신경이 나리야 지든 거보고 좀 따라 타는 지든 거보고 누구야 말이지 이내지 라는 거면 타리야 지금 사지 말했어 소스 디도 삼으러 배 사대겠지 좋아지 연구야 배 사대를 배 빼는 지 지수 좀 더 불이야 지금 그게 가서 우리 그게 강사 랑점지 또는 누구의 차상 예를 지 강사 랑점지는 뭔지 대로 써왔다면 지금 랑건 되든 하면 저도 누구 입에 나오지 샤이무도 지도 할름 할름 따라 타는 지도 거고 누구 여 말이 등이 나간 거는 세상 등 거 여래 이내 라는 게 되잖아 소수 소수 다지 깨던 건데 뿡니르지 다 무주 탐자로 증해지 벌써 때 뒤로 와봤지 상당히 그러나 들이 연대기도 와. 제들이 인도자네 가다 디두 탐절로 런신 생기기 다지 소소 로체서지. 대바이에 대바 디타라. 아니 둥다랑 것도 안에 소소 디두 삼으로 디라 디샤를 요하르사지. 시아 인도자네 고스템리야. 땡땡고 숙진 전부 테스리. 디다네다 지대고법의 투리스님은 특시로 가야슬라바 있나? 잠재 준비가 돼. 저자가 자와스님도 다지 그지 지능거버버리야 그지 잡았다 첩지 지능거버버 꺼에베 지금 겨우 탐지하려 아니 그지 잡아냈어 아직 자와 잡아냈어 아직 럽지 유리산에 럽지 님부디 자와 잡아냈어 그다음에 자와 제야 그 중생들이야 지능거버버 찍을 꺼버리 스산에 많은 남자한테 브라더홀스 시스터홀스야 대야지 따라도 되는지 이구도가 그래서 지능거버버 뒤에 소소랑기 미스다가 지대급업 타갈 거야 그랬을 때 지대급업 보디 나 시구 중화 다 대입할 거야 싶었지 뭐임 다대교와 너거랑 지대급업 거야 그랬을 때 시부지 지대급업 보려야 성당이 없지 않겠지 계산도 와 저자고 대화하는 것을 만들어 제시하고 대화 너거랑 뒤 타갈 지대급업 거야 그랬을 때 그 성당이 없지 않겠다 성당이 없지 않겠다 락지에 대다 미스한 바스 안 고치다 쟤슴이 없지 않겠지 그 연구도 와 저자가 다가다가 누나한테 come the member, Ringa Shell, this is a new symbol, yourself.
Since we see, we see such tremendous diversity of traditions in ancient India, many of these traditions uphold diverse and in some cases conflicting philosophical and metaphysical views. Then the question is, why is this the case? And this, I think it is important to reflect that these diversity in the traditions and particularly the metaphysical views that underpins these different traditions really reflect the need for spiritual solace to a diverse group of individual practitioners. It reflects the need for diversity given the diversity that exists naturally in the mental disposition and spiritual inclinations of the sentient beings. For example, for some spiritual practitioners, the concept of transcendent being as a creator has a very powerful impact in their spiritual life. Because when you have an understanding that your entire destiny lies in the hand of this all-powerful, omniscient, and compassionate compassionate being, and then you try to understand the workings of this, the transcendent being, and you try to intuit what would be the wish of this transcendent being. And then when you come to realize that it is love and infinite love and compassion that is the wish of this transcendent being, then you try to live your life according to that. And there is, for some spiritual practitioners, this kind of notion has a powerful impact in their spiritual practice. Even among the practicing Buddhists, although metaphysically speaking, Buddhists on the whole reject any notion of a metaphysical notion of a transcendent being as a creator, God as a creator. However, in one's day-to-day practice, for example, let us give an example of the Tibetan practitioners. There are amongst the Tibetans, although metaphysically and philosophically, they do not accept the notion of a transcendent being, all-powerful transcendent being, who has a power over the destiny of one's life. But however, in actual practice, sometimes we do see individuals who relate to a certain higher being, say, for example, like the goddess Tara. And the way in which some Buddhist practitioners relate to the goddess Tara is as if she exists as an independently real being out there in whose hand lies tremendous power over one's destiny. And here is she is the one who is one's sole refuge, one's sole object of veneration, and one's guardian and protector. So in this way, even though philosophically one may reject the notion of transcendent being, in practice, people do relate to these higher beings in that way. And so this shows that there is something, it's quite natural as human beings to seek that kind of protection, that kind of refuge outside oneself. So the difference is that in other spiritual traditions, that kind of natural kind of intuition is affirmed by a metaphysical notion that there is a transcendent being called God. And for those who subscribe to these metaphysical beliefs, there is definitely a tremendous power. For example, when you understand your own self as a creation of this all-powerful, compassionate, transcendent being, then you will try to understand what would be the key message of this transcendent being. Then you will come to understand that the key message is really the cultivation of love, cultivation of compassion. And how do we do this? We do this by through our practice of love for God. And how can we express our love for God? For these theistic practitioners, we can do so only through expressing our love for our fellow human beings. So the love for fellow human beings becomes the test of the validity of one's love for God. So the love for God becomes a rationale for promoting this message of expressing love for one's fellow human beings. So, and furthermore, when you have an understanding that not just the whole universe is created by God in some remote past, but that you yourself, your very existence, this very present life is the creation of this transcendent being, then you have a sense of intimacy, sense of connectedness, sense of closeness to your Creator. Through this way, it has a powerful impact upon one's spiritual practice and life. So you can see how a concept such as a transcendent being, a metaphysical concept, can have a direct impact in one's spiritual life.